Let's take this time now to acknowledge our gratitude to God, to the Holy Spirit, for bringing us together. Right here, right now, as we continue our search for truth and for miracles, we affirm the presence of the one true teacher who is here among us and who speaks through each one of us. We affirm that what we hear here is what we were meant to hear, that all we need is the willingness to listen to the voice for God. As into the awareness of His presence do we now enter. Amen. First, I will read from NTI, page 232, chapter 10. The guidance of the Holy Spirit will come upon you when you do not expect it, if you are willing to receive it. Consistent willingness is helpful, since you do not know when or how your guidance will come. Your willingness is not an offering that must be made to God to place you in His favor, for you are in His favor through your birth and through your creation. But the offering you make of your willingness prepares you to hear the message that is already yours, for if you are not wholly willing to hear it, it cannot reach your ears by your own choice. What I love about that paragraph, what really jumps out today for me, is how our willingness is what is important. But what does that willingness look like? It's a willingness to be open, to look to the truth, to receive the truth, to receive the guidance. It's not an offering that must be made to place yourself in God's favor. You do not have to earn grace. That's a belief that we're not what we think we are. It's coming from who we think we are that we believe that we need to earn grace. And at this time, I'm going to play a song that really speaks to this. And I will give you the lyrics as I play it so that you can see.
And I'll be by your side.
Isn't that gorgeous? That was 10th Avenue North. It's one of my favorites. Just a gorgeous song. I remember one time I was driving in my car and I was so neurotic in that moment. I'm like, man, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. And please give me guidance. Please give me guidance. Please give me guidance. What am I supposed to do, do? Please give me guidance. And I got quiet and I'm driving. And I remember exactly where I was, exactly where the car was, everything. And I got guided to turn on the radio. And this song started. I was bawling. I was bawling. Why are you trying to earn grace? Why are you trying to earn grace? Just love the lyrics to this. I'll be by your side wherever you fall, in the dead of night, whenever you call. Please don't fight these hands that are holding you, that my hands are holding you. Just so beautiful. So beautiful. So the guidance of the Holy Spirit will come upon you when you do not expect it, if you are willing to receive it. Don't fight those hands that are holding you. Consistent willingness is helpful, since you do not know when or how your guidance will come. It's helpful to see the world as a classroom, to see everything as useful for my healing, as every encounter as a holy encounter. Holy encounters are not just the ones that you feel all blissful and peaceful and lovey-dovey about. The holy encounter is every encounter. For it is that encounter which triggers up stuff that is there for your healing. So you do not know when or how your guidance will come, but you could just trust that it will. And just be willing to do everything that you feel guided to. But your willingness is not an offering that must be made to God to place you in His favor. For you are in His favor through your birth, through your creation. But the offering you make of your willingness prepares you to hear the message that is already yours. For if you are not wholly willing to hear it, it cannot reach your ears by your own choice. How often have we heard people say, "I prayed, I prayed, I prayed, I prayed, I asked for help, I never got it. This is BS." But when were they listening? When were they open? When were they willing to receive? When were they willing to let go of the stories of what they thought was wrong and ask for a different perception? So sure that they knew what the problem, quote unquote, was, and that we even that they knew what the solution was, but that they just needed a delivery of it. But since you really don't know what it is that's really going on if you're suffering, because obviously your perception is warped if you're suffering, how can you know what the solution is other than a shift in perception? Practice your willingness in every way you know how to practice it. When you're wholly willing to hear what God has to say, His calling will come to you. The guidance that God sends comes to you with one purpose. The purpose of this guidance is to lead you from the world of illusion back to God where you belong. This is the only purpose of any guidance you seem to receive. Guidance from God can have no other purpose. Within the world of illusion, you have made yourself into what you believe you are. This self is wholly illusion. It is not what you are, and yet it is what you believe yourself to be. Since God granted you freedom in the creation of yourself with a capital S, you are free to believe that you are what you are not. But once you have recognized the desire to be again that which you are, you must be led from who you think you are to your truth. This guidance will come to you as what is always helpful for you, based on where you stand. but this guidance may not always be what you expect it to be. For if God was to fulfill your expectations, which are based on who you think you are, he would be teaching you that you are what you are not. This is not a lesson that God will teach. For if God was to fulfill your expectations, which are based on who you think you are, where you think you are, what you think is going on, he would be entering your dark dream. He would be entering into your nightmare, and he would be making it real. He'd be co-signing your illusion. But he will reach out to you through his Holy Spirit, which is his appointed messenger, sent to you within your dreams. This messenger, knowing who you think you are, will meet you there in your dreams and talk to you as if you are the one you think you are. But this one comes to you for only one purpose and with only one goal. His purpose is to awaken you by leading you from where you think you are to the remembrance of what you must be. This is a holy purpose, and he comes to you in gratitude, grateful to meet you in your dreams, and grateful to bring you home. For there is nothing the Holy Spirit is not grateful for. He is grateful for all things, because he sees truly. I totally love this. I have this vision that appears a lot in my consciousness. Deep sea diving, where the person in their suit drop down into the water, and they have this agreement with the man on the boat that when they get down to a certain point, if there is, for whatever reason, it's time to come up, that they will feel a tug on the line and they will start coming up. But if they're in the water and something happens where they get scared or anything that's happening in that water, they will tug the line and the person on the boat will pull them up. And to me, the water is like the dream. And I go into the water, I go into the dream, and in this dream is that line, and that line is the Holy Spirit. And so if I get scared, or I forget, or I don't know what's going on, or I think I'm in danger or anything, tug, tug, tug. And the rest of the time, there's this reminder tug. Hey, just so you know, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Don't forget this. And in this remembrance of who I am, I gently get lifted out of the water. It's just this image that's come to me very often. I can't count how many times I've seen this in my mind, and it's just very reassuring. The energy around it and the feeling around it is so sweet. I just love it. And so at this time, I'm going to play my second song. and I'm going to give you the lyrics for that too. So it's very much in line with what we are talking about here.
Been holding on so tight. Look at these knuckles, they've gone white. I'm fighting for who I wanna be. I'm just trying to find security. But you say let it go. You say let it go. You say life is waiting for the ones who lose control. It's hard enough to hear, harder still to move beyond this fear. We know there's nothing I can bring. So tell me, what do you want from me? You say let it go. You say let it go. You say life is waiting for the ones who lose control.
is waiting for the ones who lose control. You say you will be everything I need. You say if I lose my life, it's then I'll find my soul.
Isn't that gorgeous? Aren't those lyrics gorgeous? I've been holding on so tight. Look at these knuckles, they've gone white. I'm fighting for who I want to be. I'm just trying to find security. But you say let it go. You say life is waiting for the ones who lose control. You say you will be everything I need. You said if I lose my life, it's then I'll find my soul. You say let it go. Well, it's hard enough to hear, harder still to move beyond this fear. We know there's nothing I can bring, so tell me, what do you want from me? But you say let it go. You say let it go. You say life is waiting for the ones who lose control. You say you will be everything I need. You said if I lose my life, it's then I'll find my soul. You say, let it go. What do I love? What do I hate? What will I lose? What will I gain? How do I save my soul? What if I bend? What if I break? What will it cost? What will it take for you to save my soul? You say, let it go. You say, let it go. You said life is waiting for the ones who lose control. You say you will be everything I need. You said, if I lose my life, it's then I'll find my soul. You say, let it go. Isn't that gorgeous? I just get the chills. Just letting go. We think we have to try harder, do more. We have to earn grace. We think this. We slip into this. And truth be known, that willingness is not driving your will into the wall. It's not more and more and more. It's not overcompensating for some belief that we are not enough, can't do enough, or coming from lack. When we bring our life and all that we think we are and all that we think we have and all that we think we want to the altar to give to God, it isn't because God wants these things. It is because we want God. We want to let go. We want God. He will reach out to you through His Holy Spirit, which is His appointed messenger sent to you within your dreams. This messenger, knowing who you think you are, will meet you there in your dreams and talk to you as if you are the one you think you are. But this one comes to you for only one purpose and with only one goal. His purpose is to awaken you by leading you from where you think you are to the remembrance of what you must be. This is a holy purpose, and He comes to you in gratitude, grateful to meet you in your dreams, and grateful to bring you home. For there is nothing the Holy Spirit is not grateful for. He is grateful for all things because He sees truly. Each of your brothers is one with you. Each of your brothers has the voice of the Holy Spirit to lead him, just as you have the voice to lead you. Listen to this voice. It is within you. And let your brother listen to the voice that is within him. There are no leaders and there are no followers. There is only one voice leading each one from who he thinks he is to the truth of all that is true. How often do we judge our brother's journey? How often do we judge our brother's actions? How often do we let the ego determine, and we question the motives, and we question whether or not they're okay, and we worry, 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 worry. Are they going to be okay? What's going to happen to them? Are they okay now? They need me to direct them. They need me to guide them. They need me to fix them. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them. And then we go, and we play God, and we think we have to do what is really the Holy Spirit's job. And if we stop and we realize that the Holy Spirit is who does this for us, then who do we think we are, thinking that we need to do this for someone else? We let it go. We let it go. We let go of the control. We let go of the judgment. You say you will be everything I need. You will be everything my brother needs. Everything. It's just so beautiful. Trusting. How can you see the Holy Spirit in your brother if you don't believe he has the voice within him to listen to and follow? Each of your brothers is one with you. And so each of your brothers has one purpose, and that is the purpose given him within the mind. There seems to be two purposes, when in truth there is only one. There was a purpose, an ancient one, that only lasted an instant. In the instant this purpose was made, another was placed beside it as its correction. And in the instant the correction was accepted, correction became the only purpose. Any other purpose that seems to be is a residual of a purpose that was for an instant and then passed. Remember that I have told you there is no past. The past does not exist now. It is only a memory of something that was. But what was isn't now. The Holy Spirit is the purpose of now. The purpose of now is the joining of that which seemed to be made separate by the purpose that was but isn't anymore. This is important for you to accept, so let's look at this so that you may see. The purpose that was the purpose that you could be separate from God in order to be different. This is the purpose I explained to you before. This is the purpose that led you to believe that you had stolen yourself from God. In the beginning, which has no beginning at all, there was God. And God is all there is today. But the existence of God sought a freedom that was different than the freedom it had known. Of course, what freedom could be different from freedom? When freedom is free, as your freedom is, nothing can be different except the illusion of not being free. Opposites were made from a state of freedom, so freedom may be expressed because it is free. This is the expression of you. You are an expression of freedom, and the brothers you experience are an expression of freedom too. Since freedom is all that was given you, freedom is all that you are. But that expression has been used to make something different from that which it is. And so the expression of freedom made lack of freedom. And this is also the expression that you are. We were talking about this morning. We think we're free to be able to choose the ego, to be able to choose the illusions, to be able to choose the world. But that really none of it's real. There is no choice. And only true freedom is realizing who we are. Because otherwise we imprison ourselves with what we think we made. We believe we are different. We believe we are separate. Let freedom ring, Adele says. And Dove says, all healing is release from the past. You seem to be the lack of freedom when freedom is what you are. So the lack that you experience is an expression of the freedom that you are. But all of this you have forgotten, for you chose to forget it when you chose an experience different than the experience you know. The Holy Spirit is the memory of the experience you know, which is the truth of your freedom and the truth of you now. In your true desire to be only free, this truth has been accepted. So the purpose of freedom, which is the purpose of the Holy Spirit, is the only purpose now. Within you is true purpose. Within you is the Holy Spirit. But to remember the true purpose that you chose to forget, you must follow your purpose back to where you are. This is the path of joining, by letting go of false purposes, founded in the search for falseness, and returning to true purpose, which is the only purpose now. This brings us back to the story of your willingness. Since in truth you are the expression of pure freedom, nothing can be given you unless you are wholly willing to accept it. For if that were not true, you would not be free. So continue the nursing of your willingness, that you may ask for in your freedom that which you truly desire, which is to remember the reality of the truth that you are free. The story of the world is the story of the expression of freedom. Within this story, one must also see the willingness that the expression know itself as free. And so freedom is available to you, because freedom is all there really is. Accept this truth and join with the Holy Spirit within you. He will guide you back through your willingness to the remembrance of the freedom that is you. Isn't that beautiful? That willingness, just ride the willingness back. It's like going on a trip and having breadcrumbs laid down. Yeah, I'm just going to wander for a while, and I don't really know what I'm going to make myself believe, so can you just make sure you put some really good breadcrumbs down so I know my way back? And can you also give me a guide just in case I really get lost? Because I might really believe this stuff, you know, my mind is really powerful and everything, and I might really delude myself and dissociate and deny really to such a degree that I'll suffer. I might forget. Can you please just give me a guide and give me some breadcrumbs? And oh, you did? And it's the Holy Spirit? Oh, thank God. You're asking in your freedom for that which you truly desire. That which you truly desire. Letting go of all the little wants coming from this belief that you are something other than you are. If I believe I'm a body, if I believe in ego, if I believe in separation, I will ask for all kinds of things that I think I need for the purpose of protecting and defending this false sense of self. I will want all these little trinkets. In the Gift of Lilies, it talks about this so perfectly in The Course in Miracles. But if my true purpose is to find out what I truly desire, who I truly am, it isn't this foreign thing that I'm listening to. It is within me, for me, on my behalf. It is the Holy Spirit. Then I say, well, what is my true, deepest desire? Is the same thing as asking for what is the desire of God. And what is my true will? What is the truth of me? Is the same as asking, what is God's will? There is no difference. Really been overwhelmed the past couple of days. And I went into my meditation this morning and I said, all right, what gives? What gives? Why am I overwhelmed? And I said, is it because I'm doing this? Is it because I'm doing this other thing? But you told me to do these things, so I'm confused. What is it? And the Holy Spirit's like, you ready? You know, like, you're going to stop now? You're going to listen? And I stopped, and I said, yeah, I'm done. Okay, you tell me. What's going on? And the Holy Spirit said, in the way that only the Holy Spirit can say, Lisa, it's not what you think you have to do. It's not what you think is on your plate. It's your stories about what you think you need to do and what's on your plate. That's what's driving you crazy. It's the stories. You have stories again. How you're supposed to show up, what you're supposed to do. You're doing it again. It's the stories. So you keep thinking you just need to take a big fat vacation and just not commit to anything or do anything for a while. And that's the joke, is that you don't let go of the world. You don't let go of the classroom to learn the lesson. You stay in the classroom and you ask to see it differently. And so I started to see him transform all of the things that I thought I had to do, I should do, and whether or not I end up doing them or not is really specifically only based on what the Holy Spirit guides me to do. I could even commit, quote-unquote, to doing something, and then Holy Spirit guides me otherwise, and if I'm not willing to go where the Holy Spirit guides me to go, are you willing to listen to God instead of Mammoth? Because you cannot listen to both. If you listen to the stories, if you listen to what your brother says he needs from you, if you listen to the world, you're really listening to the ego. You're really listening to the ego, because you're believing that there's something you need to do to fix something or to be something for someone in some certain way, playing the hero in the dream or whatever. And truth be known, in order to really know what it is you're supposed to do, got to listen to the Holy Spirit and be guided. And knowing that, I still was telling myself a story about it. So I was guided to do these things, and then I would tell myself a story about why I needed to keep the commitment. And man, that whole energy is so, first of all, it's just pure fear. And I do realize that I have the tendency to keep doing this. And so when the Holy Spirit said today that I overwhelm myself, not with what's on my plate, but with the stories of what's on my plate, because these are the stickies, these are the shoulds, this is the fear or guilt again, and really want to stop doing that. And yet I see the progress. I definitely see that I'm doing it a lot less, and I definitely see that I don't stay in it as long. But that sense of overwhelm is awesome. I am so grateful for it, because without that sense of overwhelm, I really wouldn't know that I have decided for myself. And there's a saying that says, God gives you what you can handle, you take on the rest. I used to think that that was only what it was that you were taking on to do, but truly it is the story. Doing or don't doing, it's all neutral, but it's the story that means anything. And so, you know, that person needs me, I need to do this, I want to be liked, or whatever it is that we're coming from. I don't want to let that person down, I don't want that person to be disappointed. What if I don't get this opportunity to do it again, etc. The tapes, and I still have those tapes. I still have those tapes. I don't want to let somebody down, and I still decide based on that. I still do. And I totally acknowledge it, say it with you, and say it with the Holy Spirit. I am aware. I would like a different perception. I would like to not do this anymore. I am totally willing to hear the guidance and to know what it is I'm supposed to do. And I truly know that that's what I will receive, because that's how it works. That's how it works. There's the three A's, awareness, acceptance, and action. If I'm not willing to look at what's going on, the source of my suffering, the source of my pain at all, if I'm not willing to look at it, then nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. I got to own it and allow the Holy Spirit to shift my perception. The true reward comes only from full surrender to God. There can be no other way. There can be no other way. Grace is. Grace is. It's actually pretty exciting, because when I started doing Toastmasters on Thursday nights, I kept having this incredible urge to make a story about it. I felt this desire, like a craving, to make a story about it. And the power of the Holy Spirit was so intense that it was literally coming through, just greater than it, keeping it at bay. And I am so grateful for that. And yet allowing me to see that tendency, that desire to go there, to make it about some goal of self-importance, some egoic belief about myself, and some story. This one person pulled me to the side and said, "Wow, I could see you're a born leader, and we're so grateful to have you, and we have this service position, and we know you would just be perfect for it, and we know that you take it so seriously, and of course you would want to do this because you're here, and we could tell that you're part of." And I was the observer in that moment, was so aware of how I would, in the past, been like, "Oh, you like me? Oh, I will do what you want me to do. Just tell me where to sign up, and I will sign up." And the Holy Spirit was, "So who are you listening to today?" In that moment, while I was listening to him, and I just smiled, and I looked at him, and I said, "I'll have to let you know." And I walked away from it, and it was amazing, because the following week, after getting clear guidance, instead of just reacting, but getting clear guidance, I went back and I said, "Hey, about that question that you asked me, thank you so much for the offer. I am willing to be a backup if that person doesn't show up, and have them call me and let me know ahead of time so that I can make the plans to be there." And it was amazing. It was perfect. And the look on his face was kind of curious. I mean, he was so sure that because of my eagerness, he was so sure that I was going to sign up. And it was such a reflection of my ego, because what I saw was that little part of my mind that said, "Really, Lisa? Wow." The Like, really? We're not doing it? Really? And I got to look at it. I got to walk away, and I was sitting in my seat, and I thought, that's so interesting to me. Because I know I would have gotten overwhelmed. But what was the overwhelm coming from? Was it from taking on a task? No. The overwhelm would have came from the knowledge that I really didn't follow the guidance. If I was to say fully yes, I'll do whatever you want, that I didn't really seek and follow the guidance, and that I did it listening to a story, that I actually would have said yes because of a story, because of ego. That would have made me overwhelmed, because overwhelm is really fear. And because I was listening to fear and acting on fear, I would have made it more. But because I didn't, I acted on faith, I listened to the Holy Spirit. Every time I do that, there's a committee member in my head that goes, really? Really? We just did that? Really? You could do that? You could say no? Yes. Say no to the world. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. It may look like you're saying yes to the world when you're saying yes to the Holy Spirit. But when you say yes to the world and no to the Holy Spirit, you're only going to suffer. So let it go. Let it go. Like the song that we were playing earlier. You say let it go. You say let it go. You say life is waiting for the ones who lose control. That you say you will be everything I need. You said if I lose my life, it's then that I'll find my soul. Listen to, seek, have that willingness. Yes. Yes, Cliff, say no to the world. Say no to the world. Say no to the world. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. And like I said, it may look like you're saying yes to the world because you're showing up with love and gratitude and joining and seeing your brother as yourself. But you're not listening to the world and all of the false idols and putting them before the Holy Spirit. You can only serve one master. Who will it be?
Lisa, I was just thinking about this yesterday, that maybe what happened, there's some speaker, it might have been Mary Williamson, that talks about saying yes. Anything that happens, anything that comes your way, say yes, because I said no to something the other day, I forgot what it was. But it's like, well, what happened to saying yes to everything? It's like, that's the path of least resistance. The Holy Spirit's bringing stuff my way, so say yes. And there was, Yoko Ono had a art studio, and she had, in the art studio, she had this ladder, like those movable ladder things. And part of the display was you walk up the ladder to the top, and up on the top of the ladder is a magnifying glass, and there's this little tiny print on the ceiling, so you had to take the magnifying glass to read it, and it said yes. And that's when John Lennon got interested in Yoko. It's like, wow, that's so cool. And so that was kind of my philosophy, but there was times, like you say, Lisa, where I wasn't guided to say yes. It just didn't feel, my intuition didn't say yes. And so then I thought, well, what's wrong with you? Are you resisting life? And so on that note, I'll release the mic.
The interesting thing is that Jesus says that it's egotistical to, like, if somebody says, oh, can you do this for me? Trying to fix the world or show up for the world, instead of listening to and following the guidance from within, that if we can't say no to the world because the Holy Spirit wants us to say yes to the Holy Spirit, that what ends up happening is we're really operating from a split mind. And it is the reason why we're confused. Which is God's will? What should we do? Because we're listening to two voices. We're listening to the voice for the ego, and we're listening to the voice for God. You know, I have a friend that says, anything anybody asks of you, just say yes, just say yes, just say yes. And there's a part of the Course in Miracles that says, if your brother asks for something that is outrageous, do it. And I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, you're telling me I'm supposed to follow you, so what's that about? And the Holy Spirit said, it is because it's outrageous. You need to see it as neutral. You think it is outrageous. You have some meaning you're holding. That's the purpose, to see it differently. And in this, though, I am supposed to be listening to one voice. I'm supposed to be listening to the voice for God. So the last thing I'll say about that is that who is it that I'm going to listen to? If I'm going to tell myself stories about who I think I'm supposed to be, the ego. If I'm going to operate from that perspective, the ego. If my brother asks me to do something for him and I can't seek or I don't want to seek or I don't listen to the Holy Spirit that tells me I don't need to do something for him in the way in which he asks, then my decision will be which voice I choose. If I choose to say yes to my brother, like you said, Cliff, if I choose to say yes to my brother, what he asks, when the Holy Spirit is asking me to say no, right there is the conflict. Right there, in that moment, is the split mind. I am being asked to listen to and follow the guidance of the one true teacher within me. I'm not asked to listen to everything my brother says, but listen to the Holy Spirit through my brother, listen to the Holy Spirit through myself, knowing that it is within my mind to heal. And if there is a pull, a desire to do what my brother says or asks of me, because very much a lot of the time they're both congruent. The Holy Spirit will say yes, because the person will say, can you do this? And it'll feel right. The Holy Spirit says, yes, please do this, blah, blah, and there you go. But then there are times when the person will ask and the Holy Spirit says no, and if I am operating out of fear or guilt or believing something that is not true, I will decide based on which I choose to believe, which in that moment would be the ego. And I will suffer and I will realize that the whole time afterwards I will say, oh man, I knew different. I knew better. Why did I do that? I remember what happens. I could decide for God. I could decide for peace. I could decide for the Holy Spirit. I can listen to the Holy Spirit. Or I could decide for myself based on who I think I am and what my brother is asking and what I think I say. Say no to the world. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. And in saying yes to the Holy Spirit, you say yes to your brother in the right sense. Because you're trusting that what your brother truly needs is what your brother is given. Through you doing something, through you not doing something. And that's following Christ's guidance. That's it. So I just want to thank you guys. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Dove, my love.